World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobbenmeyer.
Hey, Spencer, something crazy going on. That isn't the normal intro, is it? Did you guys hear that the way that I heard that? Isn't it like some music or something that normally goes with it? Or am I drunk here this morning? Because that did not sound like, maybe it's just me. Maybe, welcome. It didn't sound right to me. You know, I'm sitting here on May 6th, 2026, Four Dead in Ohio. That was yesterday. We forgot to talk about that. Man, I got some great stuff for you. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to think about this while we play something here, okay? I want you to, here's a question I'm going to ask all of you. I got some good stuff, so hang on. Why do you come here every day? I was having a discussion with my wife. I'm not hearing anything. Maybe it's just me. I'm not hearing anything. Am I supposed to hear something right now? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Something seems odd here this morning, Spence. I don't know what it is. Where was I? Oh, man, what's it all about? What is this show all about? I don't know. Hey, Spencer, Paul's got his hand up. Go ahead, Paul, real quickly. Well, you don't have to go real quick.
If you look at the etymology of the word family, and it means familiar with. Mm.
There is an atmosphere here. There's an atmosphere here that you don't get in church, isn't there? There really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul, maybe you don't really know that, Betty. Betty, maybe you don't really know Gene, but there's a fellowship here, isn't there?
I know a lot of folks. I've talked to them on the phone upstairs, and we're in agreement here. It's in communion in some respects.
Amen, man. And you know, I don't want ever – anybody ever to go around and say somebody, well, you know, Coach Dave says, it ain't even about that. It's a common discussion of what we're having, and we're dissecting what's going on around us. And it doesn't mean that even though it's Coach Dave live, I'm not the guru. I'm the director, maybe. I'm the director of the choir. What do you think? And your two cents matters here. What do you think? Throw it in here, right? And by the way, then don't get butthurt and leave if somebody disagrees with you. That'd be like changing denominations. I'm going to go to a different church because those people there don't believe in the rapture. Or I'm going to go to a different church because those people there don't speak in tongues. And I mean, really, right? So I want you to know you're welcome here, man, no matter what you believe. I can promise you this. If you come here regularly, you will grow spiritually. And here's what will happen. Every time this show's over, I don't know about for you guys, every time this show's over, I ponder what I just heard. Not just the show, but the maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes after show where people come in and they say this and say that. And look, I don't get mad if they don't agree with me because I'm going to tell you what, I'm working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. I ain't got it all figured out. I don't know what the hell's going on. I can't figure out why would God allow a Hindu to be governor of Ohio? What's going on? What's going on? And by the way, how many Republicans, conservatives, went out and voted for a Hindu? I voted yesterday. I didn't vote for a Hindu. I didn't vote for a Hindu. I voted for somebody, Glenn, who the media told me couldn't win. He couldn't win. Did anybody notice other than me that when the polls closed last night in Ohio at 7 o'clock, boom, Ramaswamy won. They told us that before a damn vote had ever been counted. Did anybody notice that out there other than me? Huh? As soon as the polls closed, Ramaswamy's not a vote been counted. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I'm going to get into some good stuff here, man. Just I'm just venting here a little bit after the election. We have Amy Acton, who was the lady who led. Pull her up there, Spencer, if you can. Amy Acton. Amy, governor of Ohio, a Hindu, Vivek Ramaswamy, who nobody had ever heard of, maybe 4 years ago, nobody had ever heard of him. All of a sudden, he's at the top of this Republican ticket, and some lady named Amy Acton, A-C-T-O-N. She's the Democrat, Amy Acton, and she's now running for governor of Ohio. She ain't never done anything in her life other than promoted COVID and COVID lockdowns. Amy Acton. So the governor of Ohio is going to be Amy Acton, who led the COVID masking and shots. She, no elected off, just some chick, and Vivek Ramaswamy, a Hindu. What the hell's going on? What's going on, folks? Something's happening here. Well, it is ain't exactly clear. The man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Hey, shit. What's that sound? Everybody look what's coming down, right? Huh? Do you have that, Spencer? Is that the song I want you to play? Something's happening here. Buffalo Springfield. Hey, folks, something's happening here. By the way, YouTube will probably ban us because we're listening to this, right? We didn't get the approval to play it on our podcast. Huh? 2 minutes 44. Something's happening here, friends. Something's happening here. Oh, no. Hey, hang on. No. Ramaswamy ain't pro. Vivek Ramaswamy is the guy who wants to put up all those data centers. He wants Ohio to have solar panels as far as your eye can see. That's what he, you tell me that the Republicans picked him. That's who they picked. You're telling me that conservative Christian America picked a Hindu. Tell me you're not telling me. Oh, yeah, I guess they did because we elected a Muslim freak. Right? Didn't we elect a Muslim freak? Yeah. The clean black guy. Isn't that what they said about him? So number one, propaganda. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And number two, we ain't in control. Hey, folks, we ain't in control. Now, Glenn, help me out here real quick. Glenn's on the Central Committee in Columbus, and Casey Pooch, we played a video about him the other day, wanted to run for governor. Hey, Glenn, was there a vote at the Central Committee meeting as to which candidate they would support, or did they just automatically pick the Hindu? How'd that work, Glenn?
Well, they didn't want to. One of the people that, you know, pushing against the rhinos, okay, did nominate Casey Pooch, but they wouldn't even consider him because he didn't meet with the Republican hierarchy, okay, you know, for an interview. Pooch found out early on that it was a waste of time to meet with the Republican parties, so he didn't do that. They didn't even consider him.
Glenn, would it be safe to say that those on the Republican Central Committee, I don't know this, there are some good people in there, but most of them are just about prestige and power. Would that be safe to say, Glenn? They're not real. They just want their guy in power because there are benefits that come for them as well. Would that be safe to say, Glenn?
Well, the reality is that there aren't any benefits that come from them, but they think that they might get some benefits, or perhaps something good would come out of that for them.
Power. There's just some power there, right? They're the Central Committee. They get that. And you know, I don't want to get bogged down on this. We got to wake up to exactly what's going on, right, folks? We have running for governor a Hindu who wants to expand solar panels, and a Democrat who promoted all the COVID stuff that we went to. That's going to be one of those people going to be our governor. How does that happen? Other than there's a strong delusion. Strong delusion. That's 2 Thessalonians. Bring that up here, Spence, real quick. I already told you to play this. We'll get back to it. I'm doing it off the top of my head. 2 Thessalonians. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall come, except there come a falling away first. Oh, there's a falling away coming, man. There's a falling away for sure. Oh, scroll on down. What's the same verse 4? I'm going to sneeze here in a minute. He opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Listen, a Hindu God above Jesus Christ. And we believe Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we're going to have a Hindu as our government. Christians voted for a Hindu. Right? Remember that when I told you? Okay, so let me relax here a second. Because I got, well, does anybody want to weigh in? I'm going someplace this morning, but I want you, oh yeah, Spencer, thanks. Play it. Something's happening here. Go ahead.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Getting clearer though, isn't it?
There's a man with a gun over there.
There's a man with a needle over there.
I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, you can stop it. Everybody look what's going down, because it's happening right in front of us, and the church doesn't even understand it. Okay, take him off there, Spence. Okay. I've been wanting to do this for a while. This I don't want to call it teaching, okay, because that's I can teach you something that's not true. That's how we got the mess that we're in. We've been taught a lot of stuff that isn't true. So I can sit here and call myself a teacher. And I can teach you, hey, I can convince you of a lot of stuff. And I could almost convince you to vote for a Hindu. I could, yeah. In fact, others are, right? So the fact that somebody does a teaching, I don't mean nothing. Doesn't mean nothing. Bible says the Holy Spirit guides you into all truth. We have people in church who don't have the Holy Spirit, so they're not guided to all truth. They're influenced by Dan Rather. Well, he's probably not even on the air anymore. Bill O'Reilly. What's Bill O'Reilly have to say about it? What's Tucker have to say about it? And they're influenced by that. Why? Because the church has lost its savor. Say, Coach, you always bring it back to the same thing. I know I do. So I want to start right here today. I'm looking, making sure I'm saying the right thing here. Pull up Matthew chapter 10. No. Pull up number two. No, not Matthew 2. I'm sorry. Number 2 on my chart. I'm sorry, bud. I want to take you something. It's Jesus Christ. When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. Boom. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? When Jesus got into a position of authority, he called the council together. And what do? He gave him power to against unclean spirits. Huh? Yeah, to cast them out. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Huh. And he tells us who they were, scroll on down, who they were. Philip and Thomas and Matthew and Simon and the 12 Jesus sent forth, and he commanded unto them. Are you guys listening? And Jesus commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles. Hey, Spence, Google Gentile. What is a Gentile? I guess genitals. Gentile. In the scriptures, it was a pagan, a worshiper of false gods. At that time, any person who wasn't a Jew or a Christian, he was a heathen. The Hebrews included in the term goyim, or nations, all the tribes of men who had not received the true faith. and were not circumcised. This is Jewish, right? The Christians translated goyim by the Latin gentes and imitated the Jews in giving the name Gentiles to all nations who were not Jews. In civil affairs, the denomination was given to all nations who were not Romans. But in the most simple sense, a Gentile was a pagan or a heathen. All right, let's go back, Spencer. Because what did he say? Then Jesus sent him forth and said, go not into the way of the Gentiles or in the city of the Samaritans. Don't go there. But rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Initially, Jesus said, go to God's people. Don't mess with those worldly folks. Go to God's people. And when you do that, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely receive, freely give. Don't worry about the gold or silver. Don't take any money with you. You don't need anything. You go there, they're going to provide a way for you. Keep going. 11. And wherever you go, they're going to let you come in there, and we come into a house saluted, and the house be worthy, let your peace move on. If not, move on, move on. Ministry was to who? Ministry was to those who were not pagans, okay? Behold, I send you forth. Here's where I wanted to get. Talking about you. Betty, I'm talking about you. Okay? I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Still same today. Be ye wise, therefore, as serpents. Did you ever stop there and say, wise as a serpent? What? Yeah. Yeah, because you know why? The serpents understand how to move in the natural world. They're wise, the serpents. They know how to influence. They know how to sneak in, lead silly women laden with lust. He says, when you're going to operate those, be wise as the serpents. But, he says, look out for men. Got two classes here, don't we? Serpents and men. Serpents and men. Huh? But you better beware of men. Because those men are going to give you as a Republican representative a Hindu. Oh, they'll be Christian men. They'll be Christian men. Yeah. And they're going to scourge you in their synagogues and their councils. You've got to beware of men. Oh, by the way, you're going to be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. We're supposed to be speaking truth to power here. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. But when they deliver you up. Hey, Betty, what's the difference between when and if?
If is when it tells you the time. If it's, you know, I know.
It might happen. It might happen.
It might happen.
Huh? What happens if you get caught by a cop? What happens when you get caught by a cop, right? So this doesn't say that maybe they will. Doesn't say that maybe they will. It says when they deliver you up, right? So if you're preaching the truth, folks, they're going to deliver you up. Come on, man. They're going to deliver you up. And don't take any thought for what you're going to speak when they deliver you up. For it's going to be given unto you that same hour what you shall speak. Why? Because it's not your father. That's not you that speaks, but the spirit of your father. Wow, 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 wow. Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. You better be careful, by the way, because brother, church brother, 42,000 denominations, your brother's going to deliver you up the brother to death, and the father's going to deliver up his child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Jesus wrote, I didn't say this. Scroll down, Spence. Stay awake there. And, hey, Paul, you're going to be hated of all men. Yeah, Folks, it's right. Come on. Why? Because the gospel is confrontational. That's wrong. Stop it. They're going to hate you. What? Yeah, they're going to hate you. But if you endure to the end, shall be saved. Hang on. Does that mean some people don't endure to the end and they're not saved? But when they persecute you, Betty, there's that word again, when and if. Ain't no if they persecute you in the city. No, no. When they persecute you in the city. Go to another one. Do it there too. Because I'm going to tell you something. You won't been able to knock on all the doors till the Son of Man's going to come. Ohio has a Hindu going to be governor, or a woman who started the whole COVID thing. And all. That's going to, that, huh? It's going to be our governor. Scroll on down. I'm not done yet. Oh, I can stop there. It's not enough for the disciple that he be as his master and his servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house the devil, how much more are they going to say that about you, right? Oh, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. And what I tell you in darkness, you go speak in the light. And what you hear in your ear, you go out, Betty, you go out and preach it in the housetops. And don't be afraid of them that can kill your body, but are able to kill your soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, a dollar? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But remember this, the very hairs on your head are numbered. Hey, not counted. Not counted. God is so intricately involved in your life, he knows hair number one from hair number 11. The number. Wow, that's deep, isn't it? But whosoever shall deny me before men, well, I'm not going to be offensive. I'm just going to go along to get along. I'm not going to say that. And, you know, I really should. And, you know, it's wrong. Yeah, it's wrong that they're teaching transgenderism in our schools. Yeah, that's wrong. And yeah, I know them back. Yeah, huh? Well, whoever shall deny me before men, I'm going to deny him before my Father, which is in heaven. And hey, folks out there, don't think I came to send peace. You think I came to send peace? I didn't. No, I came to bring a sword. For I've come to set at variance a man against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Somebody help me out here. Family feud's big business right now, isn't it? How many of you are dealing with division within your family? You don't have to raise your hand. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Somebody's texting me. Oh, my nephew Brandon's birthday. And as man's foes shall be those of his own household. It's deep, isn't it? And he that loves his mom and dad more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross follow after me, he's not worthy of me. And he that finds his life shall lose it. Okay, you get the point, right? You get the point. This idea, I'm okay, you're okay, Jesus loves everybody, gospel is no gospel at all, folks. It is no gospel at all. Jesus preached the gospel and they crucified him. Who did? His own folk. And the greatest opposition I receive, and probably many of you, are from people who are Christians. Who say, you shouldn't be stirring up trouble, yada, yada, yada. Right? Oh, I got more. I'm going to let Brett in here, and then I'm going to stay. You better stay with me here if you want to see the truth. Come on in, Brett.
Great coaching in this locker room. Coach, scripture says that you are condemned already if you don't believe. John 3:16-17, you are condemned already. The judgment day is coming, but the good news is you could choose Jesus. You're born into this world. Judgment day is coming, but
and you can get a commutation. You can get a commutation of your sentence.
Yes, that's the good news. That's the good news.
Pardon.
And coach, you know what you're coaching in this locker room is so special. But you and I are from Ohio. Ohio is the heart of it all. The Luciferians have gone after Ohio.
Woo! Did that? Folks, did you hear that? Ohio is the heart of it all, and they injected Hinduism into the highest office.
And DeWine, Luciferian, with Amy Acton, who countless murdered and attempted murder on all of us. Shame on you in Ohio if you vote at all. The Republican Party is lost, and the Democrat Party is lost. I believe it's an illusion of choice.
I believe you're right, Brett. You've been hanging around me too long. God bless you, man. So,
who wouldn't want to hang around Coach Dave? Great coaching. And friends, once again, Coach never asked for any praise. He helped another former Buckeye out. Coach Dave's amazing. Love you. Click donate.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Brett. Okay, I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you on a journey. Okay, look. Said, "Oh, that daggone devil! I'm going to give you the greatest lie." Now, wait a minute. That's saying a lot here. One of the greatest lies perpetrated in the history of Christianity is that the devil is a thief. The devil's come to kill and to steal and to destroy. Stop a minute. How many of you have quoted that? How many of you have quoted that? The devil, that daggone devil, he comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. Sounds good. Sounds good. But that ain't true. No, no. I'm going to show you right now. You sitting down? Hey, you can go listen to somebody else. I'm going to tell you the truth, and you do what you want to do with it. The devil, well, the thief is filling many pulpits in America. Say, Coach, you're crazy. Am I? Okay, pull it up, John 10. That devil, he's come to kill and to steal and to destroy. Sounds good. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold. Let me stop a minute. Who's the door? Who's the door? Folks, who's the door? I'm waiting for somebody to say, tell me who the door is.
Jesus.
That's right, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the door. The Bible says in John 10 in King James Version that he that enters not by the door into the church, that's the sheepfold, is it not? Is that not the sheepfold? He who gets up in that pulpit and wasn't called by God to be in that pulpit or has a different agenda than God. He wants to build his own church. He wants to be famous. He wants to be invited to school to say the prayers before the football game. He wants to be approved by people. We just read that Jesus said they're going to persecute you and they're going to hate you. And then we got guys who climb into the pulpit the same as a thief and a robber. Are you with me here? Am I with me? Right there in verse 10, 1 of John 10, Jesus tells us who the thief is. Now, somebody help me out here. Vinny, you're pretty smart. Hey, Vinny, who's the thief?
The false pastors.
The false pastor. The guy who's a pastor didn't really get called there. But his mommy told him he'd be a good one. And he always wanted to lead people and kind of be important. And so, all right. So he climbed in some other way. Oh, I'm this good. He called in some other way. Saul as a chance to be important. Maybe really wanted to help people, but he saw He saw an opportunity with, so if I can just get pastor put in front of my name, reverend, if I can just get that put in front of my name, I'll have some authority here. And I'll be important. I'm not talking to the good ones. Okay. Now, folks, okay, class. Somebody tell me right now, who's the thief? Has the devil been mentioned yet? Has the devil, Satan, Beelzebub, huh? Right away, they identify the thief. And who's the thief, Betty? I think you said it, Betty. Who is it?
The pastors.
The pastor that came in some other way. He wasn't called to be one. Maybe his mommy wanted him to be one. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So we have something right here that is so important for us to understand. The guy standing in the pulpit may not be called by God, not have the best intentions. He's a thief, the Bible says. But he that comes in through the calling of the Holy Spirit, that's the real shepherd. That's the real shepherd. How many of you go to a 5,000 person church and the pastor wouldn't know you if you woke up in his bed? How can that guy be a shepherd? Hang on, I'm making some of you mad. It's okay. I'll shut up in a minute. But the real shepherd, it says in verse 3, to him the porter opened the door. Who's the porter? That would be the Holy Spirit. Opens the door. Come on in here, man. We need some teachers. Come on in. Come on in. And the sheep hear his voice. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not boring you. This is so critical. To him, the Holy Spirit opens the door, and the sheep hear the voice of the one who's called, and he calls the sheep by name. Hey, Paul, look here. And he leads them out. Your pastor leading you out, or is he leading you in? I'm going to say it again. Is your pastor leading you out, or is he herding you in? Because according to what I'm reading here, the real pastor is going to lead him out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, what does that mean to put forth your own sheep? What does that mean? You mean you stick them, you send them. Why? He goes among them. He goes before them. And the sheep follow him. Why? Because they know the voice of truth. And Dave Allison, I think of you, and I could think of a bunch of them who go to school board meetings. Jeff Klein, go to school board meetings, and your pastor doesn't lead you there. He doesn't even go. By the way, a stranger, they won't follow. Not the real sheep. I ain't following Vivek Ramaswamy. In fact, I'm going to run from him. Why? Because I don't know. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. I don't know. That ain't the voice of the Holy Spirit. And Christians, a stranger, they'll not follow. They'll run from him because they don't recognize the voice of a stranger. Friends, this is so deep. I hope you're getting it. Betty? I trust you, Betty. Who's the thief? Is the devil the thief, Betty?
Nope, the pastors on the pulpit.
Folks, it's so clear. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they didn't get it. So he said, okay, let me teach you another way. Scroll on down, Spence. Scroll on down. He said, all right, you didn't get that. He said, so let's try this again, okay? He said, verily, verily, saying to you, Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the door. I'm the door. And anybody that came before me, Jesus said, all the pagan gods, yada yada, all of them.
The thieves and robbers?
Remember, the thief cometh not but to kill and to steal and to destroy. We've got to identify the thief.
Hey, Coach, I'm sorry to interrupt. What's when you look in the concordance, what is the word thief translated as?
Help me.
I don't know. I just was wondering if anybody knows that. That'd be interesting to find out.
We know what a thief and a robber is, though, don't we? We know what a thief and a robber is. So Jesus said in verse 9, I'm the door. I'm the Vivek Ramaswamy has not gone through the door, folks. He hadn't gone through the door. Neither Barack Obama. And probably Kamala. A thief is one who secretly, unlawfully, and feloniously takes the goods or personal property of another. One who seduces by false doctrine. One who makes it business to cheat and defraud as a den of thieves. Those who are building bigger churches as people in the congregation and in the neighborhood are perishing. And the churches can say, well, you need some money? Go down to the welfare office. So, but yeah, but there's supposed to be meat in your house. Yeah, there is. There's meat in our house, but we got to put some carpet in here. We got to, yeah, you know I'm telling you the truth. Come on, huh? So then Jesus said again, I'm the door. Jesus said, I'm the door. Anybody that came before me, they're thieves and robbers. But the sheep didn't get it. He said, I'm the door. And if any man comes in through me, he shall be saved. We're going to go in and out. Scroll down, Spencer. You go find pasture. But the thief, somebody help me out here. Hey, Glenn, who's the thief? Who's the thief?
The pastor.
Huh? The pastor that's in there on a different agenda. But the false pastor only comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. When people say to you that the devil comes to kill and steal and to destroy, they've been programmed and they are saying what the Bible does not say. You see that, friends? You see that? The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The sheep! Not me, he said. I came that those sheep might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But a hireling. Hireling. Come on, Spence. Stay awake. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming. And he leaves the sheep. He doesn't engage the sheep. He doesn't go get a gun or a big tree stump or hack. He don't get there and stand at the door and knock him away. No, 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 no. He sees the thief coming, and what's he do? Well, he leaves the sheep and flees. Then the wolf catches him and scatters all the flock.
Hey, Coach, I put messages.
Hang on. The hireling fleeth. Because he's a hireling. And he don't care for the sheep. It's pretty clear, isn't it, folks? So they're mutilating babies in abortion clinics, and where are the shepherds? They're teaching transgenderism to innocent children in school, and where are the shepherds? Oh, I know where they are. They're hirelings. They don't care for the sheep. They care for the sheep that tithe. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I laid down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. They're not in this church. And also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. One fold, one shepherd. Not 42,000 different denominations. Okay, Lauren, come on in. I'll shut up here. God, I went a long time. I went 40 minutes.
I looked it up. It's in the messages, but an interesting word that I seen with the Strongs is the word stealth.
Stealth?
So, like a stealth pilot. So a thief comes in like a stealth pilot.
Sneaks in.
And that's key. Sneaks. It's that word stealth is just so important.
Yeah. He sneaks in, right? Hey, folks, if you don't learn anything at all today, please learn this. It's not the devil that comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. Who is it? Somebody help me out. Who is it that comes to kill and steal and destroy? Who is it?
Our pastors.
The fake pastor. See, friends, there's no way that everything that's going on in America today would be going on if the pastors came out of hiding. But they won't. They won't. They hide. They see the wolf coming and they hide. See, the wolf is the devil. The thief is the hireling pastor who won't defend the flock. It's so good, isn't it? Isn't it so good? So don't you ever, the rest of your life, ever say that the devil comes to kill and steal and destroy. He does! But that's not what the Bible says. Come on in, Dave Allison. We got 18 minutes to slap each other around here. Come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Great conversation this morning. I was thinking, Coach, people want to become professional athletes primarily because there's a lot of money involved.
Yep.
And so I asked the question, when students go to theological or Bible colleges, what is their main focus? Is it really to spread the gospel and get people saved into the kingdom of God? More often than not, they teach them the principles of how to run a good business program and become successful, financially successful, how to do that.
They want to be Rick Warren. They want to be Joel Osteen, right?
Exactly. That's my point. They all want to be Joel Osteen. And so there's that stealth. There's that stealth way. They come in under the guise that they are sheep, but they're wolves in sheep clothing. And that
ravenous wolves, the Bible says, ravenous wolves.
And I can tell you right now, Coach, the conversation that goes on between graduates of those colleges and they go off to some ministry and they talk amongst themselves, the first thing they ask each other is, how big is the ministry and what kind of money are you guys taking in?
Amen. 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 Let me bring in Dale Socha. I'm going to say this publicly. Dale ain't one of those guys we just read about. He ain't one of those guys. And because he ain't one of those guys, he doesn't have 1,000 people coming to his church. Because when you begin to demand people do something with their faith, remember, he leads them out. The shepherd leads them out. World Harvest Church, Pastor Rod Parsley, 5,000 people. He lead them out anywhere? Lead them out anywhere? Your pastor leads you out anywhere? Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, hallelujah, Coach. I think Dave kind of stole my thunder a little bit because, you know, my encounter with other pastors, even during floods and storms and everything, I remember during Katrina, one of them, a good friend and of a big church, and he moved up to North Carolina. I said, well, when are you coming back? He says, I'm not. I said, well, why not? He said, because the church is gone. I said, the church is gone? I said, then we're here. He said, no, our building, our church. I said, is it a career or is it a calling?
Ooh.
See, Coach, this is exactly what Dave is talking about. I believe there's many young people that go into, and Coach, this is, you know, coming off yesterday, if we don't change what we're teaching our children, it don't matter how many hills we climb, Coach, right. We're in a disastrous situation in the future because those who educate, they're the ones that are training them. And so these young people, look, they'll go into, they really feel a calling to go and God, and they get into the seminary, and that's what they teach them. They teach them business principles, how to get people. I'm fine with getting out there and doing street ministry and growing the church. I get it. You need it. But coach, at the end of the day, I always ask him, I said, is it a career or is it a calling? Because if it's a career, you'll never go anywhere where you're feeling threatened, you know, where you feel your pocketbook threatened, coach. Yeah. And so coach, to me, the best thing is if you, you know, get your face plastered on the FBI post. Hallelujah. Get out there, go to school board meetings and go to the parks and minister to people too. There's nothing wrong with that too. But it is go. It is the first two letters in the gospel. Go, go, go.
Go, 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 go.
Coach, what?
Hey, Dale, what's the promise? That you're going to be hated of all men.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
But I'm not hated by my family. And you know what? Somebody who's talking about family, you know, this is to me, you know, I'll go back to your first question, coach. I have learned here and I'm a pastor. I love the fellowship here. I love the people I've interacted with. This is a great way that I start my day every 5 days a week. I love it, coach. It's an encouragement.
It makes you think, it makes you rethink and apply what you know and what you believe.
It sets my mind in the right direction. I mean, I read my word, I turn on the show, I have a cup of coffee, coach, and then I'll go out and do my bike. But it's my mind is being focused. It's being set forward for the task at hand. Because I always pray this, Lord, what is it that you desire to do in me and through me this day?
Amen. Amen. Hey, Dale, conservative Columbus, Ohio, conservative Ohio, church-going Ohio just elected a Hindu.
Coach, let me call it as it is. Conservatism, another one of them isms. Remember that yesterday?
Yep,
it's an ism. Salt. Conservatism is pretend salt.
Amen. 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 Craig,
coach,
come on in.
Hold on 1 second. One last thing I forgot to add, and Dale reminded me of it, was that don't shy away from false small fellowships, because coach, think of your own ministry here. Maybe we have 100 people in the queue. Literally thousands of people over the years have filtered through here, but eventually they will hate something that you say and they will leave. And that's that you'll be hated amongst all men. Wow. So don't expect your ministry to grow huge, because once you start speaking the truth, it really rubber hits the road right there. Thanks for letting me share. So I don't just because Dale doesn't have 10,000 people at his church, I don't think anything less of him at all.
No, I think I'm more of him. I think more of him, right? That he would continue to invest all that time and effort and energy to 30, 35. Are you kidding me? Do you think the guy's got 5,000 people? He don't even know the people. He don't even know them. He's not actively involved in their life. That ain't a shepherd. Come on. Come on. And that's become the model. See, that's become the church model. So a young guy goes into ministry, and what's he want to do? He wants to sell a ministry that's palatable to the lost. Oh, yes. Love, love. We just love everybody. Well, that's good, except the Bible says you're going to be hated. What's going on here? Craig.
We have, Brother Dale, I've met a lot of people in the fire department. Didn't have a calling, but had a career, because the calling is when you really went in and when your life was in danger, their air bottle didn't work, a lot of little things, and they were out in the yard and you were in the building. But coach, here's the thing, you know, Judas, wasn't he one of the 72 that Jesus sent out?
Yep.
Okay. So the thing is something came over him. It was a spirit that came over him. Right. And he had did that. So when we're thinking about this, we're really focusing on the pastor, almost the quarterback, right, of the team. Like it's the quarterback's particular problem. And it could be because he's the focal point, but yet isn't it maybe the spirit? Maybe it's the spirit of the defensive people, or maybe it's also the spirit of the receivers and stuff like that. It's the spirit that comes into what Laura's saying is the stealthiness. It's the spirit that gets into that church, right? It could be a really elder, right? Like their parents started this church, right? And then it's little arms and everything swing over and says, "Well, you know, Pastor, you know, I contribute, you know, 50% of the income to this church, you know, and you don't want to go there because, you know, I might walk out and then 50% of the church goes." Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can look at it maybe as the pastor, but I would look at it more as a spirit. You know, when you look at Steve, remember I sent you that picture in Baltimore? That church at one time had the spirit of God in it, and now the spirit Ichabod.
Amen. It's gone. So Craig, I wear my cross out with me everywhere I go. You know why? Two reasons. Number one, it keeps me honest because I know people see that, right? Number two, it's a mark of who I represent. And when I'm with my wife, and you guys have known my wife, beautiful tiny little thing. I always tell people everywhere I go how much I love my wife. So I've been married to her for 40 or however many years. I love my wife. Why? Because I honor her. I would never go someplace and stick my wife in the closet. Why do you go someplace and stick the Lord in a closet? I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
And you know, even go upstream, the Spirit has gotten into the seminaries. So the Spirit has now intercated where the pastors go to learn, and now they don't have that boldness and truth, and then they carry it out into the streets. That's how sneaky and stealth.
The Apostle Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." And we're ashamed. We've been taught to be ashamed. They've shamed us, folks. We elected a Hindu. The church did. Lauren.
Hey, just real quick, I looked up hireling, right? And I put it in the chat, the definition from the Greek and the Strong's, you know? But the last part of what I put in the chat is very, I just love what it says. The Greek word is misthostos, refers specifically to one who works for pay rather than out of loyalty, often used in a contrast to a true shepherd who cares for the sheep. And I've said this for as many years as I can remember. It's just a paycheck to them. And then who's paying them? So when you go deeper into it, like I know here in Illinois, you know, all these churches that have been getting paid by the government because they signed a contract with the government for 501c3. So their contract and their loyalty is to the government. And who's the government? Mm. Synagogue of Satan, right?
Hey, they say, hey, so I'm not trying to convict anybody, Laura Ann. What if a pastor stood up in his pulpit and said, I under the unction of the Holy Spirit, I tell all of you, do not pay one cent of taxes as long as they're killing babies and teaching homosex to our children. You are being obedient to the Lord. Do not fund that. What, huh? Pastor's going to do that?
No, because they'll lose their 501c3, just like they won't talk about the right to carry arms. They will not talk about it.
Lauren, not only that, they become liable then. See, said, "Well, you told me it's your fault." Well, I told you the truth. And what does the Bible said? You're going to be hated of all men. And when you stand up against this kind of stuff, the government's going to hate you, boys and girls. Government's going to hate you. It's a different kingdom.
Well, and when you think about it, like too, it's like who are they representing? It's not God the Father, right? It's the Father of lies. That's so they're preaching lies, and they're Medusa standing at the pulpit with the Bible, because all the demons know who Jesus is. They'll say he's Lord. They know who he is, but they're going to lie. And then their venom bites everybody. And then what happens? You gossip and slander, and you backbite the Lord, because now you're speaking something that you orally heard, because you're not searching it for yourself.
So every pastor pastor in Ohio last Sunday should have stood in the pulpit and told people, "We cannot vote for a Hindu." You think it did? No. Jack, come on in. Then Jeff, hurry up. You got a couple minutes.
Yeah, real quick, I got an email. I sent it. I forwarded it to you, Dave. A transcript of David Whitney's sermon from last week. And absolutely, it's 21 pages, but just a few items on it. The title is Why It Is Stuck in the Salt Shaker. Okay? Why it's stuck in the salt. It thought of you right away. But he goes down through the role of the church in society, moral clarity in the public square, application of cultural issues. You'll love it. He just hammers it right on. Then he goes on to say about Charles Finney. And Charles Finney was preaching, was teaching, was talking to the pastors right then. And this is what he said. Brethren, he's not talking to the people. He wasn't preaching in church. He was talking to his fellow pastors. And he said, our preaching will bear legitimate fruit. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press seeks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our policies become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it.
If we elect a Hindu as governor, the pulpit is responsible for it. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, you always ask us a lot. Why do you come here? So here in about 30 seconds, I'll explain this real quick. This is simple. Here's my names list. I'll read them off real quick, about 22 of them. Dr. Paul, Randy, Dave Allison, Craig, Clay Parker, Mike Blake, Roger, JR, Steve Deck, Clay, Gary Pierce, Stephanie, Mel, Betty, Alan Zeifer, Heil Brett, Pastor Dale, Dave and Sherry, Eileen Tesh, Gene, Glenn, and Jeff. And they're okay. You know what that names list is?
No.
People I have actually called on the phone. We have conversations, at least 3 or 4 each, and man, some more. But these are all people I can contact. I've had chats with. We've prayed together. Many great conversations, just out of the blue. I have maybe one person in my church I call. That's Pastor Matt. And 1 or 2 or 3 people in my community that I'll call. That's it. The list all comes from your podcast. There they are. And they're great
people. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. By the way, I want to point something out here real quick. Thanks, Jeff. Point something out here. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know what it's like on your screen. I see everybody who's in here. Everybody's name, no number. I have a little line. Do you guys have that, David? That's not on your screen, is it, David? All the people in the queue. It's on my screen. I see everybody that's in here. And you know what? This is amazing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. The first 13 people are phone numbers only. And I believe new ones. Now, here's the truth. They may not stay around long. Because what the Bible said, what we just read in John, my sheep hear my voice. And another voice they won't hear. When we speak the truth to them here, they flee. John 10, it tells us what happens. They flee. Because they don't want to know the truth. They don't want to be convicted. And as Jack just read, every problem that we have in America, I ought to get a shirt made. Every problem we have is the church's responsibility. Every one of them. Why do we expect evil men to do good? We elect Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy Acton. That's our choices. Are you kidding me? That's where we are, isn't it? That's where we are. And so the only thing that's going to happen is God's people are either going to arise or this thing is going to hell. that's kind of where we are, man. Kind of. Betty, quickly, hurry.
Yep. I just was reading on Created Equal. When you are asked that, you know, abortions are just a clump of cells, or aren't we all a clump of cells now walking around?
Right. Words mean things, huh? Folks, words have meaning. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. Huh? What is the gospel? Not talking about it. I ain't ashamed. See you tomorrow.